This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. More than a dozen Palestinians were injured Sunday in clashes with Israeli police at a Jerusalem holy site. Israel originally said Jews would not be allowed to go up to the Temple Mount on Sunday, but later changed their mind. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
It's the first day of Eid al-Adha, the Muslim feast of the sacrifice that commemorates the end of the Hajj pilgrimage. Usually Al-Aqsa, the third holiest site for Muslims, is closed to Jewish visitors on Muslim holidays. But it is also Tisha B'Av, the day when Jews commemorate the destruction of the first and second temples on the same site. Israel backtracked on a decision to close the site to Jewish visitors, and angry Palestinians clashed with police. Police used tear gas and rubber bullets to stop the protests. The site that is holy to both Jews and Muslims has been a flashpoint for violence in the past. Israeli officials said they hope the site will remain calm for the next 3 days of the Muslim holiday. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg attended Muslim services at a temporary mosque at a local hotel in Oslo Sunday, a day after a gunman opened fire on a mosque in the capital. The gunman, who was in his 20s, was subdued by a 75-year-old worshiper. One person was injured in the incident. Later on Saturday, police found the body of a young woman at the suspect's home. Police say the shooting will be investigated as a possible hate crime. The acting U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan is defending last week's immigration raids on food processing plants in Mississippi, but he told Meet the Press on NBC that the timing was unfortunate. It came just days after a gunman targeted and killed 22 Hispanics in a mass shooting in Texas. This is VOA News. A Saudi-led coalition